When I was small, I used to write my own versions of the Mr. Men books. I wanted different endings and I had different questions. I wanted to know what would happen if Mr. Tickle's arms were broken and in casts. I needed to know that there was a hard cost before things got better. As a child, I was more fun than I sound. There are lots of reasons why I write. I write because I am egotistical enough to think I am good at it. And I write because I am insecure enough to know I need to improve, and so I must keep going. There are so many things I want to write, ideas that need the discipline of words on the page. Up to now, most of my writing time has been taken up with commissions, teaching, feckless slacking, and falling away. Now I write with a determined commitment to my own work. Training myself to write without fear of audience or the lack of a contract, to write without expectation or payment. I am eager to see what arrives. I write because I can make a world in my head come alive on the stage or screen. I get to see the people who rattled around in my imagination eventually move out and into a home of their own. They are now guided by others, full of independent thoughts, all grown up, out of my control, and better for it. I try not to resent their poor choices. I write to make sense of the difficult people and situations I have encountered in my life. I write to send myself into bigger and also smaller worlds than my own. I write because I resolutely refuse to get a proper job. It's too late now. I've gone feral. I have credit cards. There is no hope left for a world of pension payments and structure. I am obsessively nosy about people's motivations. Instead of walking away from odd behaviour, peculiar actions, and difficult people, I rush towards it all, vulture-like, taking notes and knocks. I want to pick under the surface to make sense of self-destructiveness. To applaud bloody-mindedness, to find a space to celebrate and laugh at the fatal flaws which threaten to scupper us all. I write to find the truths which connect us, no matter how hidden or fragile they may be. I write to try and make sense of a world that I too find intimidating, difficult, and hard to navigate. Writing helps me to be a participant. Rather than stay the observer I truly am, I push, coerce, and lie to my characters, forcing them to scale the walls of their familiar worlds into the unknown expanse beyond, and applaud them as they stumble exhausted towards the finish line. I write, in no small part, because I want to acquire a measure of their clumsy bravery and make it my own.